It took hundreds of millions of years to produce the life that now inhabits the Earth. Given time, time not in years, but in millennia, life adjusts, and a balance has been reached. But in the modern world, there is no time. The rapidity of change follows the impetuous pace of man, rather than the deliberate pace of nature. Radiation is now the unnatural creation of man's tampering with the atom. The chemicals are the synthetic creations of man's inventive mind, having no counterparts in nature. To adjust to these chemicals would require not merely the years of a man's life, but the life of generations, and even this, were it by some miracle possible, would be futile, for the new chemicals come from our laboratories in an endless stream. Almost 500 annually find their way into actual use in the United States alone. Among them are many that are used in man's war against nature. Since the mid-1940s, over 200 basic chemicals have been created for use in killing insects, weeds, and other organisms described as pests, and they are sold under several thousand different brand names. These chemicals are now applied almost universally to farms, gardens, forests, and homes, killing every insect, the good and the bad, to still the song of birds and the leaping of fish, to coat the leaves with a deadly film, and to linger on in soil. All this, though the intended target may be only a few weeds or insects.